Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio from the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the incomparable Stephen Julian. Stephen, not only am I saying good morning, but
yes,
happy anniversary, sir.
Yeah, thank you. 21 years ago today, I outpunted my coverage. I had the same miracle that the U.S. hockey team had against Russia, and I married the wonderful, beautiful Stacy Hall, who became Stacy Hall Julian. So happy anniversary to her, because I do not deserve her. And thank you very much, Mike.
Yeah, hopefully another. Oh, nice. Hopefully another 21 years to go as well.
Many more beyond that. Yes, absolutely. So I hit blackjack. Well done.
Well done. All right. Our guest on the show today, we have Bo Henderson here. He's a retirement professional with Rich Life Advisors, the retirement resource, and also from Grounded Vision, Dr. Nikki Tobias. She's a certified life, career, and executive coach. So we'll get started, and we're going to start with Nikki Tobias. Nikki, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
All right. The name of the company is Grounded Vision. As I said, you're a certified life, career, and executive coach. Tough question here to start off with. What do you do?
Yeah, it is a tough question. It's hard to answer that. There's so many types of coaches out there. And in some ways, unfortunately and fortunately, the coaching industry is unregulated, which means just about anybody can call themselves a coach. And I went and got my certification because I felt like I didn't know what I didn't know. And I wanted to be qualified to do it. I have a PhD. I'm clearly a learner. And so it was important to me to be certified. But basically, I help people achieve the things that they haven't been able to achieve themselves. So feeling some sort of discontent in their career, their job, their life, their relationships, whatever that looks like. And we really clarify what the discontent is, what they'd rather have, strategize a plan to achieve the thing they want, and then provide motivation ongoing for the journey.
Before we get into kind of how you help your actual clients, I want to camp just a little bit on this certification process.
Mm-hmm.
There are coaches out there who are calling themselves coaches that aren't certified. You went through the process.
Yeah.
I would imagine you did some due diligence. So what attracted you to the certification? How did you know, what are the certifications you got?
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that kind of universe of being certified as a life coach.
Yeah, that's even an interesting process because there's everything from a few day certification to a full year certification. It just depends what you're interested in and how much money you have and how much time you have to get it done, frankly. I did a 17-week program, and similar to colleges, when you say, I want to go to an accredited college, certification programs can be accredited or not. And so I did my due diligence in terms of determining which ones were actually accredited so that I could go through what they call ICF, which is the accrediting body, and you can go through different steps. Sort of, they have a master and a professional. So kind of like a master's degree and a PhD in coaching, you can go through all those steps in the process if you want. So I did my certification so that I could choose to do that if I wanted, but at least right now I get to call myself certified after 17 hours.
And I would think it would probably be a good thing for anybody who's looking to start working with a coach, whether it's career, executive, all those kinds of things, probably be worth just kind of asking, hey, tell me about your background. Tell me if you're certified. Tell me about your certification. That's probably a fair question for people to start asking.
I agree. I couldn't agree more because, again, you know, I think it's a combination for me of life and professional experience along with this certification. I have a degree in counseling, although I'm not a counselor. I've done a lot of crisis management work. I've done a lot of coaching in my life with different titles. This way, now I get to legitimately call myself a coach and say that I'm certified as such.
So, Nikki, here we are on Business Radio X. Our listeners are business owners, mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, business executives. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you do is business coaching. So can you kind of maybe talk a little bit about the types of business coaching and the types of clients in the business world that you work with?
Yeah, I've had several folks in some sort of direct sales or network marketing businesses work with me. Folks who want to start nonprofits. I have a background in nonprofit management and in addition to student affairs and higher education. So I've helped people create, build, strengthen nonprofits, work with a lot of people around good fundraisers for nonprofits. That's a big challenge if you're not sure that you have money coming in. But also there's a lot of business pieces about just, you know, I think the latest statistic is we change careers something like 7 to 11 times in our lives, not just jobs, but like entire industries. And so folks are wanting to work longer into their lives. They want to have purpose. Sometimes they retire and they get back into work. And so some of that is even about, you know, I'm in this job and I love it. How do I make it better? How do I keep it challenging? Or I want to change jobs or I want to change careers. What does that look like? I do a lot of staff development training stuff. So we might have a great team, but we want to up level. We want to learn how to work better together. What does that look like? I mean, kind of the sky's the limit. It's more for me about, are we a good fit to work together? And then how do we get done what you want to get done?
You mentioned, by the way, we're talking with Dr. Nikki Tobias with Grounded Vision Coaching and Consulting. You talk about people changing careers throughout their lifetime. What are maybe some of the mistakes that people make when they change a career that you can talk about and try to work with people on?
Frankly, I think the bigger mistake is not changing. If you're not happy, people feel like I need this income. I have this guaranteed income. But what I share with people is there's nothing guaranteed about any of our income, frankly. It's predictable and you expect to get a check.
Not like our folks where they'd work for a company their whole life.
Yes. Exactly. It's entirely different. And we've seen, I mean, how many places have closed or people have been laid off. And so, you know, yes, it's predictable income, but there's little to nothing guaranteed about it, unless or until you're working for yourself. And then it's about, you know, the rubber meeting the road and how hard you're willing to work to make the dollars that you want to make. And so I think it's more about people getting permission and giving themselves permission to make a change if they're not happy. We have one life to live. We have one life to live. There's no point in working in a job you hate for 30 years.
So I would imagine there are certainly people who reach out to you and contact you and say, I definitely need a coach. Talk for a second to the people who are maybe doubting or maybe in the process of trying to figure out, maybe I should talk to somebody mm-hmm. like Dr. Tobias. Maybe that's something I need. Help them through that process. If they're thinking X, Y, or Z, they probably need to talk to you. What are some of those thoughts that people have mm-hmm. that'll get them to the point of going, you know what, I need to get some coaching and consulting?
Right. So some people come to me directly saying, I hate my job or I want a better relationship. They're very clear about what the thing is they want. And then we travel down that path. And along the way, other sort of weeds pop up in the garden and we figure that out. But some people just come and say, you know, I'm not as happy or fulfilled as I'd want to be. And I can't even exactly put my finger on it. I don't know what that looks like. And so then I have a mini assessment where there's a whole bunch of different things listed like life and wellness and spirituality and friendships and lifestyle and all these different things. And I say, out of a scale of 10, how satisfied are you in this area? And then once they scale them all, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I wasn't as happy in this area as I thought, or it's worse than I imagined. And so then we prioritize which is most important to you to improve the fastest and then go on from there.
Let me now go back to the people who kind of find you out. How do you find most of your clients? Is it that they're not searching in the yellow pages? We know that.
Yeah.
So what are some of the ways? Is a lot of word of mouth referrals from past clients? Mm-hmm. Because I would think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because Lord knows it won't be the first time. Mm-hmm. And Mike's shaking his head because he knows it won't be the last either.
You're stealing my lines.
Well, I just read your mind. But I would think that there's a little bit of, I maybe don't want to admit that I'm going to see a coach. It's a little bit of, You're going to see a coach, and I mean, is there a little bit of a stigma about it?
I think there's not nearly the stigma to coaching as there is to counseling, frankly.
And there's some similarities.
Oh, definite similarities. Okay. And I make referrals. I don't claim to be a counselor, even though I have a counseling degree. That's not the work I'm hoping to do. I generally work with people who have really good, decent lives. There's just something that is still unfulfilling or not where they want it to be. There is a ton of referrals. People love coaching, and then they tell everybody about their success. You know, I have a website. I'm on Facebook quite a bit. I do Facebook live videos. So people can who don't know me or don't have a referral can get a sense of how I show up in the world before they say, yeah, this person's for me or not. And then I think the other part about choosing a coach, too, is like how much handholding do you want versus how much sort of challenge and accountability? And I feel like I really provide both. If you come to me and say, I want to achieve X in 4 weeks and that's going to be a push, then we're going to push. But I also understand that life happens and, you know, you have a death in the family or your kid is really sick or, you know, just something happens in your business that you didn't expect. There's some support that has to happen there for you to stay on the path. And you know, we have to do that too.
And more often than not, is the goal of your coaching with an individual or with a business owner, is your goal to get to where they go, man, that was fantastic. You helped me this way, this way, this way. I've gotten here, here, and here. We might be done, except for an occasional checkup now and then. Is that the goal?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and that's the same is true in counseling, although lots of people don't talk about it. But the goal is I want to achieve this thing and I counsel for this long. Same with coaching. I have a goal or there's certain things I want to have just a different perspective on. If we could have fixed it ourselves, we would have. If we could have done it ourselves, made it better ourselves, we could see the forest through the trees, we'd have done it already. And sometimes we just need somebody, like I said earlier, to give us permission to lead a great life, that you don't have to feel guilty that you have a good life and you want more, to show us a perspective that we have we don't realize because that voice is running in our heads all the time and we don't even acknowledge that it exists. You know, sometimes for me, it's just, did you realize you said that 3 times in the last 5 minutes? Like, where does that thought come from? Or who said? Or what data and evidence do you have that that's true? And people are like, whoa, I didn't even know that I told myself that or I said that out loud.
Mike, we better end up this interview quickly because she's going to find out things that we're saying in 3 to 5 minutes to each other.
She's already probably seen a lot of things.
I think she has.
Some red flags.
Lock the door. Don't let her leave.
I'm going to assume you talked about one life. Let's do what you love. I'm assuming you love what you do.
I really do love what I do. You know, I had been a coach, like I said, in a lot of crisis management situations. I used to run a domestic violence program and shelter. I had worked in residence life and managed, you know, suicide attempts and drug overdoses and sexual assaults and all sorts of things in residence halls. And I was really good at it. But one of the things I tell my clients all the time is just because you can doesn't mean you should. And I was really at a place where I had poured my heart and soul out into that. And it's a heavy burden to carry, right, when other people are in crisis all the time. And so now, you know, my transition to coaching, I can be there with people in crisis, absolutely. But I really like working with happy goals. Yeah. People who, you know, like I said, genuinely have a good life. And but they want something better. They want something more. And they need permission. You know, I deal a lot with people's guilt. Right? I have this good life. I have this life other people would want to have. People perceive that I have a great life and they feel guilty for wanting more than that. And I would argue that like there's zero guilt in that. There's zero guilt in living the life that you imagine and the life of your dreams, the life you envision. That's the point. That's the point. And it doesn't hurt anybody else for you to live your best life.
Now, we talked about this before we went on the air, but with technology these days, you can actually work with anybody around the world. So talk about some of the ways that you can touch people.
Yeah, I love that. Certainly, people talk to me about the Facebook Live videos and stuff I put out and how it has affected them or changed their sort of thought process and limiting beliefs around certain things. But with Skype and FaceTime and Zoom and Google Hangout and all these other electronic and virtual options, I mean, I'm working with a woman in Jamaica right now and a woman in the United Arab Emirates. So it's possible, whatever you want, wherever you are, for whatever amount of time makes sense for you to have your life be better, you know, to be able to plug in and get some new energy and to have somebody pour some motivation and some direction, some strategy into you.
All right. So Nikki, if somebody's listening and they think I might want to talk to Dr. Tobias and maybe I could use a little coaching or consultation, it begins with a conversation. Is there a cost for the consultation? How does that typically work?
No, there's free discovery coaching calls. Well, so we'll do about a half an hour. So I get to hear what you're struggling with or what you think you might want more of. I will absolutely be honest with you. If I think I'm not your girl, I'm more than happy to refer you to somebody else. I want us to have a really strong working relationship. We have to trust one another. We have to believe in one another. And there's no judgment. You know, you guys joked about what I've seen before we started the show, but there's no judgment because, listen, somebody could look at my life and think I ought to be doing some things differently. So it's not about that. It's about me finding what I want and helping you find what you want. So I do have a website. It's groundedvision.net. You'll notice a giraffe and a horizon. That's the logo. You can email me at Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, at groundedvision.net. There's a contact form on the website. Just be in touch with me.
Is there a story behind the giraffe?
And there's got to be.
Of course. Well, that was an easy question. So.
Of course there is. This is another thing in choosing a coach or counselor, frankly, is that when you want to get coached or counseled, your person should be doing their own work, right? If you're going to counseling, your counselor should have a counselor. If you're going to a coach, they should be getting coached or counseled because just stuff comes up. And so I was in counseling years ago and the woman likened me to a giraffe. She said, you know, you're able to see the horizon and to see where people are going. You have this sense of goal orientation, but you're firmly grounded here. It's not like a bird or a butterfly sort of flitting around. Like you're right here, feet planted, saying to all the rest of the animals in the safari, like, follow me. Like I can see where we're going. I know where the pitfalls are. I know where the predators are. Like, follow me. We got it. And so I contacted a graphic design friend of mine and I said, I have this vision for a giraffe looking over a horizon. Can you make it for me? And I got goosebumps. And I finally decided in my life that that was my universal GPS, right? Where for me, I'm in flow. I'm in the zone when I've got goosebumps and I'm tingly and I want to live there more often. And I want you to as well.
Very nice. Good story.
Fantastic.
Good question. I'm glad you asked that question.
Wait. I got a good question from you?
Yeah, from me.
Wow, that is a good question.
Yeah, well, just so you know, no skeletons in my closet.
Please.
Stephen. Okay, you already gave... Go ahead one last time. Go ahead and give the website and how people can reach out to you. I know you already did it, but let's do it one last time.
Sure. Grounded Vision, G-R-O-U-N-D-E-D, vision.net. You can email me at Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, at groundedvision.net. There's a contact form on there, phone numbers there. Reach out to me. I'd love to chat with you.
And whether it's a 30-minute session or six-month packages, I mean, you run the gamut and help, you know, just whatever works for each person. You can personalize a program for them.
Absolutely. Whether it's a time is the issue for you or the goal and having a deadline is the issue or price is an issue, we can work it out.
Great. Dr. Nikki Tobias, Grounded Vision Coaching and Consulting. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. This is fun.
Mike, before we get to our next guest, I just want to remind everybody that we are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios.
I already know that because I'm grounded and I'm looking over you.
That's right.
I'm a giraffe.
Yes, you do have a long neck. And the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios here inside the beautiful Sonesta Hotel. And I want to challenge all of our listeners. They hear us do the Subaru read all the time and love is what makes a Subaru. But I want to challenge them to go to the Subaru of Gwinnett website, subaruofgwinnett.com, and go down to the About the Dealer at About Us. And there's a little tab there, even on your phone, that says Dealer News. There's some fantastic stuff, and Subaru of Gwinnett is constantly updating it. Just recently, I looked, and they have a nice little article about how Subaru's added 8 new apps to the Impreza's infotainment system. They talk about their True Love event that talks about some of the specials on some of their cars. They even, because they're Subaru of Gwinnett, they even have stuff. They had stuff about Valentine's Day, some good stuff to do around the Atlanta area. They have Family Fun Guide for St. Patrick's Day. And then some other articles about why distracted driving is so dangerous. So love is not only what makes a Subaru. Love is what Subaru has for all of us. And they want us to get big savings, enjoy a hassle-free experience. So visit SubaruofGwinnett.com, follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page, find out the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
And we love our partnership with Subaru of Gwinnett. They are very involved in the community. They got a big golf tournament coming up soon to help kids. It's their backpack golf tournament to help kids who need stuff for school.
Giving back to the community.
Absolutely. All right, our next guest here on the program, Gwinnett Business Radio, is Bo Henderson. It is Bo Henderson with Rich Life Advisors, the retirement resource. And Bo, welcome to the program.
How's it going, Mike? I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. I have two people that are excited and happy to be here.
That's rare for us.
I know. But okay, so your company is Rich Life Advisors, the retirement resource. Give us a broad overview, Bo, of what you do.
Sure. 16 years into the world of financial planning, you got me? 16 years into the world of financial planning, over the last 8 years, I realized there's a huge need specifically into the planning in the retirement planning realm, as opposed to being more of a generalist. So that's really what we focus on, is building retirement plans that work.
When someone hears the phrase retirement planning, there are so many different things that probably come up in their mind, and so many different avenues and so many different little I don't know, cul-de-sacs, just a lot of things. So even when you say kind of retirement planning or retirement professional, I think there might be a lot of different things go through a lot of different people's minds. So break it down even more. Get a little more specific for us.
No, that's a great question, Stephen, in that what I run into all the time is, and I'll give you an example of just this past week. Had a couple guys come in. And I was the seventh person they've talked to.
Wow.
They were offered a pension buyout from their work, and they want to do the right thing. This is their life savings. They spent their whole life, and they go talk to people, and you're right. A lot of different people call themselves different things. And they go to a bank, they're getting a certain kind of advice from the bank. They go to a broker, they're getting a certain kind of advice from a broker. They go to an insurance agent, they're getting a certain kind of advice. And at the end of the day, there's so many things out there that might be competing that they're like, what in the world do I do? Because I want to do the best thing.
Right.
And that's what I really try to do is say, well, let's look at some of those scenarios. First, let's start with what you're currently doing. And let's be very mathematic and scientific and see what kind of certainty can we make sure we're going to have a successful outcome with what you're doing? And are there other options that will give us a better outcome?
So so just by kind of handling the mathematics of the thing, that separates you a little bit. But is it also that when they go to the banker has a certain type of product. When they go to the insurance guy has a certain – is it that you have access to all of those products and more?
No. Well, yeah. Being set up as an independent, I can use the tool. So I focus on strategy. So when I say retirement planning that works or strategies that work, What we're really working on is making sure we focus first on the strategy and the right behavior, because if we have those things, the products are simply tools that best accomplish the goals we very clearly defined.
So you're not even spending most of the time on the product. You're like, look, let's look forward and look at all the different ways what can happen, mm-hmm. and how are we going to strategize what could happen and look at it mathematically in cold hard numbers at times.
Well, and unfortunately, here's what happens is when I hear those five other scenarios. And somebody only sells one thing. They sell one product. They're trying to make that product fit the person's situation,
right?
As opposed to where we're trying to do the whole flip it completely and say, let's let your situation dictate what we use to accomplish your goal specifically.
I like that.
So it's goals-based retirement planning.
You talk about the catchphrase, retirement planning that works. So that makes me believe that there are people out there that do retirement planning that doesn't work. So kind of the same question maybe that I asked Nikki. Talk about maybe some of the mistakes that people make when they try to plan their retirement.
Well, when I talk about retirement planning that works, I call what we do functional retirement planning, and I mean retirement planning that works in real life. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of things we could put into some software and get a real nice printout on a spreadsheet that looks like it makes sense, but we're dealing with life and we're dealing with humans, and there's going to be some curveballs thrown at us, and we need to be able to adjust and be flexible. And that's what I mean by let's make sure we create a plan. And even to what Nikki was speaking about, I need to know my clients, their personality, their behavioral style, because that dictates how we need to set up the plan too. So it's the hard numbers and the scientific building of the plan, but it's also the behavioral aspect of understanding who you're doing with and how do we create something that's going to work for this family or this individual.
Now, you talked about the people that came in who got offered a pension buyout. So in many ways, that is every dollar they saved or a big mm-hmm. chunk of their retirement plan. I'm sure that's not the only type of client you want, because there aren't that many people that are getting pension buyouts nowadays. True. So what about the person who sits there and says, well, I don't have a ton of money yet. I'm just starting out. I'm in my 20s. I'm in my 30s. What are some pictures of some of the ideal clients that you would like to work with that might be thinking, well, he doesn't want to work with me?
Well, you know, there's three phases in retirement planning, and I'll just break them down. So there's an accumulation phase mm-hmm. to where we're working and we're accumulating money and we're saving for the future to one day be able to work with in retirement. And then there's a distribution phase, which is where we're actually taking our money out in retirement. And most of the information out there, it focuses on those two phases. Like we accumulate, then the next day we distribute.
Yeah.
Where my sweet spot is and where I really help client is a third place right in the middle. And it's transition planning. And it's the 5 to 10 years that we plan to transition from your accumulation years to your distribution years in retirement. So those people out there that I call it putting the pieces of the puzzle together. So they got all kinds of financial. They might have a 403B with the spouse, a 401K, a couple IRAs, some insurance policies. They've got all these puzzle pieces out there on the table. My job is to, in that transition period, let's get them all on the table and let's see how we can put them back together as effectively and efficiently as possible to create a strategy it's going to be optimized for you, because I think everybody here, they want to pay less taxes. They want to get the most income, use of their income and their assets in retirement. And that's really what we're working to do.
I think the people who are listening to this interview, the other big question that they might have that they might even be a little scared to ask is this all sounds great, but I know you don't work for free.
Right.
So, you know, where do the fees come in? What should they be asking? Not only you, but anybody that they work with currently, you know, what should they be asking about fees and stuff?
Yeah, I think a good question is how are you paid? Because if somebody comes back and says one thing, like it's commission or something, at least you know where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. What I do is being independent and having a fiduciary standard that I'm held to is mine is I will disclose anything we talk about. Because remember, I'm not talking about product. I don't know what product we're going to use the first couple times we meet. But when I put together advice, I say, this is what I recommend, this, this, and this, and this is how this works, and this is how it would pay my company. And for some of that, it would be a fee-only type of situation. Some of it, there is actually a commission that would pay the company. I even helped a guy last year buy 40 milk cows, and I just charged a fee to do the analysis on that. And that's for another show, but that was a fascinating
analysis of milk cows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he threw the idea by me, and I was like, you know what? That's outside my realm of expertise. And then he knew the data. He grew up on a dairy farm. He knew with 10 heads of cows, how many would die, how much they'd produce, nice. How much the food would cost. So I was able to do an analysis and just charge a fee. And it ended up being their best investment for the year.
Were any of them the chocolate milk cows?
No, that we're still saving to buy okay, those.
I like
yeah,
those.
That's
a premium upgrade.
That's next level.
Our guest is Bo Henderson with the Rich Life Advisors, the retirement resource. And I'm going to ask you what's going to sound like a kind of a crazy question. And I think we all know the answer, but there's a truth to it. And that is, when should people start thinking about retirement planning? Now, I know what the answer is probably going to be. But again, you talked earlier, you're working with actual people here.
Right.
And so what is the answer as far as when you should start thinking about retirement planning? And what are you finding out that most people, when do they actually get to around it, actually doing it?
Yeah. So the average person in this country doesn't start saving for retirement till anybody want to take a guess what age?
I'm going to say 50 now. I don't know.
53.
Yeah.
53.
Really?
It's because we're busy with our careers, raising kids and all that. But of course,
not a good answer. It just is the answer, right?
It's the reality, right? So what a lot, we'll go into high schools up here in North Georgia. And if I can get a 22-year-old when they get their first job to start saving for retirement, it's so much easier because you've got the compounding of interest. But the real question there is, when should you really start talking about this transition work and planning work? I like to start working with somebody a good 10 years out. So if they're going to retire at 65, I'd like to really start transitioning from accumulation, because there's a lot of things we can do with shifting taxes, making sure your income plan, reducing risk that we can do in that window if we start early. And our options are limited if we wait till 6 months before you turn in your notice.
And you talked about this transitional, and that's a great stat about people not really planning for retirement until after the age of 50. But you also have this guy who came to you about dairy cows, and I think that's the tip of the iceberg and a great story of a deeper thing, which is some people's plan for retirement might be when mom and dad pass.
Right.
Some people's plan for retirement might be, hey, there are so many small business owners now, and small business owners would say, well, that's my retirement plan. Even in those situations, are there way that, okay, I'm not doing a ton of stuff into an IRA or 401k. Can you help those kind of people?
Absolutely. Business owners, they need to actually do more transition planning, because now we're taking what's probably their primary asset, their business, and trying to convert this into an asset that throws off the income they're going to need.
At some point down the year.
So everything we said, enhance it by 10 for an entrepreneur, which I am one, so I know it's just times 10 what you need to do and the complexity of getting things set up properly.
Nice. So, Bo, let me just – okay, so let's focus on the business owners for just another second. Are there – so I'm a business owner. Let's say I'm in my mid-30s, and I've kind of done this business for a couple of years. What are some of the simple steps that I can do? What are some of the first couple steps that I really need to be look at when it comes to my whole financial plan that you see that a lot of business owners don't do because they're so busy with the 972 other things that they have to do?
Here's one of the biggest things I can say for a business owner, and it's a lesson I've learned over the years running businesses myself, is realize that either you've got to have a plan on what you're going to, your exit plan, your succession plan with your business, because a lot of people don't. They just think one day I'll sell it, and then they realize there's not a market for it after, and that was their plan. So if that's not viable, what we need to also look at is, can we take the income our business is producing and create assets one day that will actually fund the retirement goals and the things we need to do? So it's really nice to have assets. It's like, here, there's a great story, and this really is what the story that got me into financial planning. I was going to be a psychologist. I was going to graduate school, and I read Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I remember he graduated from the Merchant Marine Academy, And all his buddies, what they did when they graduated, they all bought Corvettes because they had a stipend that accumulated while they were there. And his rich dad told him, he said, why don't you buy this duplex and use the income coming off the duplex to pay for the Corvette? And that just, for some reason, that flipped a switch in my mind that he had the asset and he had the Corvette like all his buddies. And that's what how us business owners really need to be thinking about building something that will take care of us one day.
One theme I've already seen with both our guests today, planning. Planning's been the big word.
Planning matters.
What's the old catchphrase? No one plans to fail, but people fail to plan. Plan?
If that wasn't it, then that's a good one.
It's a good one. I should quote that one.
Copyright 2017.
We talked with Nikki about her business, how she's working with people around the world. Do you typically focus on North Atlanta area, or can you work with people anywhere? What's your reach, Bo?
Well, advances in technology have made things very unique, and then the bulk of my business and core clients is still here in North Georgia. But I wrote a book 2 years ago called The Rich Life, 10 Investments for True Wealth. And we're fortunate in that it sold 25,000 copies over last year. And what I did have was I'd have people reaching out to me from different states, and we were able to close some business and do some work through Skype and things like that, which was very cool to me that I'm not limited to people necessarily that are in a 10-mile, 20-mile, 30-mile radius.
Yeah, so you've done the book, you've done radio, you've used the media very well to promote your business.
Yeah, and what it is behind the business, I'm going to throw up a question. Is the whole idea with the rich life, what's the rich life about in the brand? It's not just about money. It's kind of a play on words. And really what I realize all of us as people want, and it's one of the top things retirees are looking for, is for our life to have meaning and for our life to have purpose. So we got to get the financial piece right or it's not going to work. But we're trying to get to that meaning. And that's really the message and the mission that I've used media to share, and the people that resonate with that say, hey, I like what you're about. Can you help me with my stuff?
Yeah. Great stuff, Bo. It's Rich Life Advisors, the retirement resource, Bo Henderson. For those that would like to find out more, look into your services, give all your contact information.
Sure. RichLifeAdvisors.com. That's RichLifeAdvisors.com. And you can always go to Bo, or you can email me at Bo, BEAU, at RichLifeAdvisors.com if you have any questions for me. And really, what we focus on is that results in advanced planning. Let's see where we are. Let's see what some different options would do. And let's see if we can strengthen what you're currently doing. And if we can, great. And if not, very good. Keep doing what you're doing.
Starts with maybe a phone call as well and just have a quick consultation.
Yep.
Great. Bo, thank you for coming by.
Appreciate it, guys.
Bo Henderson with Rich Life Advisors, the retirement resource here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, just want to remind all of our listeners that one of the great sponsors of our show is also Faratech. Faratech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Faratech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pick up 5 days a week. For more info, visit faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com.
All right. I'm going to throw you a little curveball real quick.
Let me get my glove on.
Yeah, we have Dr. Tobias. She's a giraffe.
Yes.
If you had to be an animal, what would you be, Stephen?
A sloth. No, wait a minute.
It's funny you say that because I was joking earlier thinking I'd be a slug.
A slug.
Yeah, so that's not good. We'll ask Bo in a second, too.
I guess I would think that I'm a dog. I've been told that I'm fairly loyal.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Yeah. I've been told I've been told that I have a lot of fun, and I don't always realize when people are actually laughing at me, not just necessarily with me, much like a dog. And then I've had plenty of accidents. And we'll just leave it at that.
I'll tap you on the nose.
Yeah, that's right.
Bo, what would you be?
I'd like to say something really regal, like a lion or something. But as Nikki was talking, I was thinking, man, that's such a cool story behind the giraffe, the feet firmly planted, the head above, being able to see the distance. And I was like, I've been called an orangutan before, but I don't know if I'm going to put that on my website.
Okay.
So,
Mike, swinging from the vines. I'm going to steal kind of from Nikki, maybe like an eagle soaring above to kind of, see everything.
But not bald.
Not bald, but
I'm the bald one.
But I'm better than everybody, too.
That's true.
Yeah. No, just kidding.
What about Trey?
Trey, what animal would you be? This ought to be good here.
I'll go with elephant, slow and steady.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he likes peanuts.
And a big trunk. I don't know what that means. All right, let's get out of the show. Thank you. A reminder, you can listen to this show or any of our Gwinnett Business Radio shows anytime, 24-7, by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. We ask you to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have plenty of our shows there. And also subscribe to us on iTunes.
And everybody who listens to this show, you tell us what kind of animal you would be.
There you go. Just tweet us.
Just put it on Facebook. Yeah, the winning person will come on the show. I don't know.
Equinet Radio X. We'll retweet you back.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. For Nikki Tobias and for Bo Henderson and for Steve and Trey, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!